Hey, look, people out there in your community need what it is you have. It is your responsibility to effectively deliver that message to them.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another amazing interview in this Cairo Summit, you know, this Practice Growth Summit and Marketing Summit. We honestly believe we've got the world's leaders when it comes to building practices that have been involved in chiropractic for years, and they're making a big impact, not only serving our communities, but serving our chiropractors out there. Have more abundant lives, more abundant practices, and that in turn helps more people. So I'd like to welcome the amazing Billy Sticker of Cairo Candy. Say hi, Billy.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Ryan. Very excited about this. I love what you're doing.
You're so welcome, my friend. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in chiropractic? How long have you been involved in chiropractic? And kind of what are you doing now?
Sure. My background is actually, I have a background in ministry and then sales and marketing. But 12 years ago, I went to work for a chiropractor. It's got two different offices, and I was the marketer. I did all the things that chiropractors don't want to do, right? I did all the screenings. I did all the health events. I did our workshops, even, you know, our exterior talks, even the in-office talks that we did. I would do those. And then it got to where I started doing our day ones. We use the CLA Insight. And so I would do our day ones for the exams. Then I would do our day twos. I would close the patients. I would go over the, you know, the care plans with them, the financials. I did all that. The only thing I didn't do was adjust. And I fell in love with the profession. And wow. Just seeing what, you know, what some people call, you know, the chiropractic miracles just amazed me. Yeah. And, I really resonated with it. And so, but I'm not a chiropractor. My bent, if you will, is marketing and sales. And so I wanted to do what I could to help give back to the profession. And actually, most people don't know this. I started the very first podcast for chiropractors back in 2008. Nice. And it was called Chiropractic Marketing University. Nice. I think I only did like 6 or 7 episodes or so. And I went back and listened to some of them, and then I was embarrassed, and I shut it down. I wish I should have just stuck with it back then. But in 2015, we kind of relaunched it all and rebranded it as Cairo Candy. And we were really, you know, I would just have people on, you know, like yourself, and we would do just interviews and talk about business growth strategies and marketing strategies. I used to say we didn't talk philosophy, but that's part of marketing, right? Nice. You know, so we would still talk that. And we were also helping chiropractors write books. Mm. And one thing led to another. One of the guys we did a book for, we started helping him do some Facebook marketing. And then he started referring people to us. And then 400 chiropractic offices later, we've built one of the largest Facebook marketing agencies for chiropractors. And that's still probably, you know, 85% to 90% of the income, you know, for our company is what we do, you know, hands-on every day for chiropractors. But we still help with books and stuff also.
Oh, fantastic. So listen, this summit's amazing. You know, we've interviewed some of the busiest chiropractors on the planet. And, you know, every single time we interview anyone successful, you know, I always talk about this disease in marketing, which is we forget about our bankers, our low-hanging fruit, and sometimes we get distracted by some of the silver bullet stuff out there. But it's the same, you know, jump on a call with you and, you know, from the foundations of how you started was your screenings, your talks, your foundational marketing events. So tell us a bit more. Okay, if you had to recommend a practice right now, what are the bankers that every practice should be doing, irrespective of the fancy stuff, which we're going to talk about in a moment, your Facebook stuff and all of that? Tell us a bit about some of the bankers that you see, that the fundamental marketing stuff that's on the ground, events-based marketing with the screenings, etc. If you had to name 2 or 3 that every single practice should do, what are those?
Well, it's a lot of that. And if you don't mind, I'm going to share a quick story. Okay. Someone was referred to me about a month ago. And typically, we're not going to work with offices unless they're seeing, you know, if they're straight chiropractic, if they're seeing, you know, they need to be seeing 150 or more a week, typically. There are a few exceptions. You know, sometimes these guys are doing some functional medicine stuff and their collections are still there. But somebody referred somebody, and this man had been in practice for over 20 years. He was seeing 50 people a week between two offices. Mm. And immediately I knew I'm not his answer. Mm. And, but out of respect for the person that referred him, I still got on the phone with him and I said, look, this isn't your answer. I'm not going to add to your bottom line when there's no way you're meeting your overhead now, you know, and you just can't be. And he said, well, you're right. I said, you just need to go to work.
Yeah.
Just go do some screenings. Go do screenings are great. No one likes to do them because they're work, and nobody shows up to the bridal expo or the farmer's market hoping to find a chiropractor. But if you get out in the community, get in front of enough people, I mean, you've been there. What happens? Here comes John and Jeannie walking down your row and they see you and she's elbowing him. Look, a chiropractor. And they stop and enough people stop by your booth. You are going to get new patients from it. You just need to be doing some of those things.
I love talking to you about this stuff is because I know that you do some amazing things in new school marketing, but we both come from a background where you're involved in building practices with ground roots on the ground, hustling, if you will, in the marketplace. What most people don't know, I mean, like we turn over, $7 million a year in our practices, 8 practices, but I built my business on events. I built my business on screen.
Absolutely.
We also spent between $100,000 and $150,000 on Facebook last year, but that's just an and. And we haven't stopped doing the events. So that's
exactly
for people to understand, it's an and conversation. So tell us a little bit then about, okay, so we've got that. There's two important topics I really want to get home with you today, and I know we've got a limited time. One is what I like to call positioning of you as a prospect being the expert, and you're going to just about be the only person I'm going to talk to on the summit who's going to give us the insight that you can when it comes to positioning yourself as the expert, because there's something you do very, very well and why you recommend everyone should do it. And then we're going to talk about some online stuff. So talk us about why every chiropractor should have a book and how that positions you in the marketplace and how they can use it in the marketplace. Tell us about that.
I think everyone would agree the best patients, okay, your best practice members are the ones who get it, right? Mm-hmm. They're educated. They understand. They drank the Kool-Aid, if you will. Mm-hmm. And nothing... Imagine if you had a very easy to read textbook for your office. Mm. One, whenever your patient's coming in, because let's face it, you are not spending that much time with your patients during for adjustments. Or if you have associates, then you're trying to make sure the associates are educating, the patients during their the lifetime of care. But what if they were asking questions and you can say, "Hey, Ms. Smith, do this." Chapter 3 of the book covers a lot of what you're asking right here. Nice. Before your next visit, go read it. It's only about 7 pages. Nice. Things like that. Being able to use it for education is great. But I love saying this. There's a reason that the root word of authority is author.
Nice.
Because nothing positions you better in the marketplace as being an author. And I'm not talking about just a Kindle book, an ebook, because really the value there is it's an article, they uploaded it, turned it into an ebook. But when you have a physical product that you can hold in your hand, I mean, this is one of our, one of our clients' books right here, and you can get these to patients, use this, get on TV locally and interviewed on, even nowadays, we've had several clients that get interviewed on radio, on talk radio, or just some of their morning radio shows. And these radio programs still stream these interviews, Facebook Live, nice. Even though they're going out on the radio, they're also doing that. And then you get to use that video in your marketing and stuff as well. So there's a lot that you can do, but the great thing about this is when you do these books, we're not looking for a book to be done, 60,000 words. Now we've done some like that. We've had some clients that have actually had big books that they've been working on, and we just help with the editing and the publishing process. The problem with that is people aren't going to read them. It's too overwhelming. So we like to shoot for 15,000 words, give or take. Which is going to give us a book, roughly 110, 120 pages. It's very digestible. It's very easy to read. But more importantly, it's a fancy business card. And yeah. I know here, you know, as far as cost per book, these typically only cost around $2.50 US to have printed. Whenever I was working in office and we were doing, you know, these screenings and events, we had these trifold brochures that we had printed up. They cost us over $2 a piece to print.
Crazy.
We could have a book. And you know what? When people go to clean out their vehicle after, you know, these health events, whatever, they throw brochures away. No one throws away a book.
Look, I completely agree with that. It's my ultimate positioning tool. If you're an expert, you have
great.
It's the ultimate positioning tool. So I love what you do. I love what you teach there because, you know, if you are, it's the greatest business card of all time. Now, one thing I will talk about, what we talk about in my tribe, my New Patient Avalanche tribe, my Inner Circle tribe, is that information is the bridge. Information is the bridge that helps people down progressively make a decision towards doing business with you. One of the things we always teach is that often people will need information of some sort before they'll do business with you. But statistically, most people will skip the information altogether once you've offered it to them and go straight to the product or service, which is such an interesting dynamic. Like you have right. to offer information in the form of a book, etc. But most people want it, and it's not that the point, is that you do want it to get read, but most people will skip the information altogether and go straight to the product or service simply because you have the information. So they'll want information before they do business with you, but they'll skip it all together and go straight to the product. So I just love what you teach there when it comes to books, etc. And if every chiropractor had a book, it would position them as the expert straight away. So pivoting into then kind of the next kind of hot thing at the moment, online stuff. You're doing some great stuff there. So tell us a little bit about how you recommend a chiropractor use online strategies to either position or get customers, or what's working well right now in the marketplace.
Is it possible for me to send you a PDF that you can have attached to this section for people to download?
Yeah. That's
okay. Then, you know, as you're watching this, should be a link or something below this to what we call our Perfect Patient Tribe Turbine. Now, when it comes to, this is our proven process that we do time and time and time again, and it has a 95% success rate. If you follow this, you will have success when it comes to Facebook and Instagram, just social media marketing in general. Most people out there, there's a lot of people who took a course on Facebook ads. They don't know anything about chiropractic, but they've heard chiropractors make great clients, and so they just go after chiropractors, right? Hey, we'll offer you free weeks of service for free.
Yeah.
If it's working well, great. And, you know, and then they're charging, you know, $1,500, $2,000 US a month. And the thing is, some of those can still get you good results. The problem is, one, it's just an offer.
Yeah.
And just like no one's going to the Bridal Expo this weekend looking for a chiropractor, but you're set up at a screening, no one's going to Facebook looking for a chiropractor either.
I love what you said there. It's a time and place for it, but you become a one-trick pony.
Right.
And if that's all you can use, it's a time and place for the screenings, but that's all you've got. You've got to add it up. So tell us, so what's working then at the moment? So
let's think about it like this. We're going to tie it back to what we said a minute ago on your best patients or the educated patients.
Nice.
And normally that education doesn't start until, you know, depending on how you do your office, like a day one, day two, you know, if you do a group report or whatever, that's really when that education starts. Now you may have done a dinner talk or something, so the education can start there, but let's say you're not doing those. What if that education process could start a week or two before they ever came in?
Very nice.
Or what if it could start a month or two before they came in? That's what we can do with Facebook and Instagram now. We can take the message of chiropractic, because let's face it, the profession as a whole has not done a very great job in educating the populace of what chiropractic really is. Because as you're watching this, as you and I are recording this, you know, across the pond, you're over, you know, around London, I'm here in the great state of Texas. People are driving past your office. People are driving down my street that want what it is you do. They don't want to be taking medicine. They want more energy. They want a healthy family. They don't know that that is called chiropractic.
Yeah.
But now we have the tools to start producing these small videos that really hit on what chiropractic really is. And you start getting that out in your community. And Facebook will allow us to retarget people who watch a certain percent.
Yeah.
So let's say that you're doing a video on cervical issues and headaches. Okay. Now, yes, this is some things that, well, not everyone knows that neck issues could cause headaches. And so even that right there is education. And let's say you do a real short 2-minute video about that. And there's going to be people in your community that start tagging their friends in it, you know, or whatever, but they're stopping and watching it. If they watch at least 50%, we can have Facebook put those people in a new audience. And that's the ones that we really want to build. We call that our tribe. Nice. People who stop what they're doing and watch at least 50% or more of your videos.
Yeah.
And then we show them another video and another video and another video. And it gets to where every time they turn around, ideally once a week, they're at least seeing you come up. They may not watch all your videos, but they're seeing you. And we get to build this audience of people in your community who are watching what it is you do. They know what you do, how you do it, why you do it. And it now, when those people respond to the offer, they're better than a referral.
Nice.
When a referral comes in, what's great about a referral is you leverage that relationship that you share. When people come in after you've been educating your community and they've been watching these videos, you're not leveraging a relationship. They feel like they have a relationship with you.
Very
you
nice.
Position yourself as this authority, and they know that you go to the park with your kids because you've done videos at the park with your kids. You know, they know, here's a great video to do. Let's say that you're eating out at a restaurant. You could do a real quick video. Hey, everybody, you know, Dr. Ryan here, and I'm actually at XYZ restaurant, one of our favorite places here in town to come. A lot of people, when it comes to nutrition, they share with me how it's easy to make good choices at home. It's when they go out to eat, they struggle. So I just wanted to show you what I ordered here, or I wanted to show you a couple of healthy choices you can make here. Because this is your community. Chances are they're eating at this restaurant also. Nice. So you share with them a couple of healthy tips and something. Here's where it gets good. Now you have that restaurant share that video on their Facebook page.
Of course.
And you get to leverage that as well. So there's some really cool things you get to do with this. And the more and more that video is shown, the more and more that audience grows, and then you get to retarget that audience. So it's not, quit looking at Facebook as just a means of lead generation.
Yeah.
Now, granted, yes, I'm a small business owner. Right now we spend, you know, about $5,000 to $6,000 a month in ad spend, just us as a company. So I get it, you know, almost, you know, roughly a couple hundred bucks a day. But if I'm spending money, I do want people to schedule a call with us. I get it. I don't want to just be branding. But at the same time, if I can put that message out there and where people resonate with it, they're going to want to do business with me. They're going to want to do business with you. When you start looking at it as a way to get the chiropractic message into your communities. So that's what's great about the book and this. It all goes hand in hand.
Yeah, well, you talk, what's changed in the marketplace, Billy, and I don't know if you agree with me here, what's changed in the marketplace is that Facebook, the old days branding used to be like the Michelin star branding, Michelin blimp in the sky that was branding, or that you just had a message on the whether on the radio or big media. But what's changing now, your branding and your lead generation is very much mixed in that.
Right.
Still a call to action when you're just doing, if you will, perceived branding, there's still an opportunity and a call to action for someone to opt in, if you will, and you're not even asking for an opt-in, but to show engagement. So on the Facebook ads that we do, there's nothing better than when people ask, you know you've done a good ad, when someone good, and it's value to the marketplace, when someone starts in the comment goes, hey, where are you guys? Where are you based? Can you help with X, Y, and Z? It's the best thing in the world. And I just want to go to one concept you spoke about, which I think is really important for the audience to understand why Billy said that. And you said that you can do the best type of patients is someone that's seen you loads of videos. And that is you purposefully almost delaying the buying process. So what a shift for me in my marketing is the longer it takes them to come in, this is the kind of clients I want. I want them to be watching my video for 6 months, my videos for 6 months. Now, obviously, do I want them to come in sooner? But if they say to me, hey, man, I've just seen your stuff for 6 months and I've been getting your emails and I've seen you online. And, you know, I think, you know, by the time they've come in and watched all your educational content, I mean, it's a different conversation, right? It's not a cold.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about that psychology and how you've seen that working for docs.
Well, there was a younger couple in their 30s who had started a big auto dealership about 30 miles south of where I am. So it was like a Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, you know, car dealership. And they were on TV all the time with their commercials. And you see them and you're like, this is really impressive, because here's this young couple that own this, you know, big, you know, dealership. And I remember seeing them at the shopping mall one day, just saw them in passing. And my first response was, that's the guys that are always on TV. They're always on an ad.
Yes.
Right? It's not that they're famous. They spent money to get their picture in front of all these people. But I kind of laughed at myself, because, like, oh my goodness, this is what we do. This is what I do. Yeah. I mean, I've had people get on the phone with me, and it is humbling when they're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm really speaking to you. I've been listening to your podcast for years. I'm like, I'm just a person. But we get to use this to build that authority. But going back to what you were saying, one of the things that we do different is whenever our offices are doing these videos, marketing 101 is you always want to have a clear path to the next step.
Got it.
But at the same time, we don't want the doctors selling on the videos.
Got it.
So let's say we're talking about cervical issues and headaches. You can have a real soft call to action. Listen, if you or someone you know is suffering from, you know, headaches, we would love to see if we can help. Give us a call. You know, let's get you scheduled. Whatever. Something really basic like that. But typically, we don't want you selling. You know, we definitely don't want you saying, you know, so here's the, you know, cervical issues and headaches. I actually have a spine right there, but I'm not going to get it. So you're going over this, and then you're like, but wait, if you're one of the next 20 people to come in, we're doing this special. You lose all credibility.
Yeah.
So here's what we recommend. We actually have specific landing pages built out.
Yeah.
And then you would describe the video. For example, one of our offices did a really great video of a newborn getting adjusted.
Yes.
The mom's in the video. He's got the baby just holding the baby against his chest. And he's explaining the trauma of childbirth, why it's a good idea to at least get, you know, newborns checked out. And he's talking about how gentle the process is. And the baby's cooing and the mom's smiling. It's a great video. Yeah. It got incredible engagement.
Yeah.
The comments on it was just phenomenal. But what we did is the description of the video was, watch baby Neely get her first adjustment. And then we skip down and we put new patients, click here to schedule.
Nice.
We had a link to the landing page. He didn't have to do any selling. It was, they knew what to do next if they were interested. And we have plenty of patients, or plenty of our clients get new patients just from that. So even though we're doing branding and informational type videos,
yes,
there is still a clear step for what they need to do. So they don't have to wait to be retargeted.
Very nice.
Retargeted, you know, but it's just simple. It's, they know what to do next. And it works brilliantly.
Very cool. So listen, I think everyone listening to this right now would probably have got, you know, as I said, the time and place for your, what we call one touch events, where it's like, hey, come in and see us. But honestly, the marketplace is like, it's changed a lot, you know. So to be in there and be in there for the long game and give value and to position yourself as the expert, because now that scenario that you mentioned with the car dealer, we get to leverage that same scenario, because this is the new TV. This is the new media that everyone, you can become famous. So we always said our docs is like, people say, you know, the face of my business or my aid practices, if you will, the guy that does all our videos, is like, he often gets stopped in the street. And they're like, hey man, you're the guy from, and that's what you want, guys. That's what you want.
Yes. Here, think about this. 10 years ago, if we could have said, what if we could build something that people carried with them? And whenever we wanted, we could send out these messages, these marketing messages to them, where they would see it almost every day. Well, but how do we get them to check it? well, we have everybody join. And it's a perfect opportunity. Real quick story. I was diagnosed with a Chiari 1 malformation back in 2012. Had surgery. It was horrible. Doing great now. Fast forward a little bit. My youngest son was having severe headaches 4 or 5 times a week. The teacher's calling saying, you know, hey, Brendan is sitting in class with the trash can next to him, feeling nauseous again. I mean, it was all the time. So we take him to the pediatrician just to get scanned to make sure, because normally, you guys know, normally an oral Chiari malformation is discovered when they're younger. So we wanted to just make sure that that wasn't it, because I had one and also my older sister did. Scan comes back clean, and his pediatrician says, sounds like it's migraines. Here's what I want you to do. At the onset of any headache, give him 400 milligrams of ibuprofen. Okay, he's 8. And so do we want to go ahead and get him on the transplant list for a new kidney now or when he's 30? I mean, it was just ridiculous. It's just like, no. Now, granted, especially as much as I know about chiropractic care, he should have been under care then. But take him straight to the chiropractor. And even before x-rays, just during the exam, Dr. Walker could tell his atlas was shifted to the right. He could just feel it. And he said, okay, no guarantees, but I really think this is going to be the issue. And sure enough, a handful of adjustments, and his headaches go from, you know, 4 or 5 times a week to once or twice a month. It was a huge improvement. Well, we did a testimonial video for Dr. Walker. Nice. Now, my 8-year-old's not going to do this video by himself. Nice. So I was actually sitting right here. He's kind of sitting on my lap, and we just, on the same computer, we record a real short video. Well, we ran it in our town for 1 month. We had people, just like what you were talking about, people stopped. I'm guessing it was Quentin that they stopped.
Yeah.
So, well, they stopped us 2 different times. One time we were shopping at Walmart. Another time we were at a restaurant. But both times was basically the same conversation. Hey, buddy, how are those headaches?
Nice.
And after the second time, he kind of like stuck his chest out and looked at me and he said, Dad, I think I'm famous.
Nice.
That was one video.
Yeah.
Over 1 month. Yeah. If you were strategically targeting these different audiences, which is something we haven't even talked about, but really what makes Facebook and Instagram so powerful is our ability to build out these different audiences, what we like to refer to as ponds, and we tell Facebook what fish to put in each pond, and then you get to go fishing.
Nice.
It's really, so we have these different audiences and we're retargeting all these different people with the videos, and it builds this environment where you're everywhere, and that's what you want. So, I mean, I can talk about this stuff all day, but.
Well, listen, the thing is, I always say that, you know, this type of summit is, I was taught by one of my mentors, the first part to change is awareness. And what you're talking about, you just keep, like, even if you're watching this right now, because I know a lot of docs have, like, at this point, you know, you're talking about targeting, you're talking about a few things there, and, you know, and as I say, we've been through that whole learning curve ourselves, and now we help other docs with it also. But if you listen to this and the first time you're hearing this, it's like, it's just awareness right now, because what will happen for you is you'll just start to see what all the doctors are doing now that I've said that. And what Billy has spoken about, you'll start seeing it more in the marketplace and just become a little bit more aware and a little bit more confident. And in closing, what I'd like to ask you to do, what's the biggest mistake you see people do online? And then we'll wrap it up. But what would you say? The biggest thing, if you had to give one piece of advice, don't do this or maybe steer away from this. What's the biggest mistake people, or maybe what's the biggest mistake they do when they do videos, or what did you say?
There's a couple. I'm going to list 3 real quick and I'll make it quick. 1, don't boost post.
Beautiful piece of advice.
Don't boost a post. Go into the back end. You can target the different audiences. Don't waste your money. 2, don't only do offers.
Nice.
Just don't. But 3, when it comes to videos, change it up. You don't stand in the same spot every time you do a video. Don't think that you're speaking to everyone in your community, right? So, like, if you're doing a video, you don't want to be addressing everyone in Windsor or in that part of London. You want to be addressing one person.
Right.
Not getting into the whole avatar aspect, but really that's what we're talking about. I like to say this. One of your favorite patients is sending in a referral. before they come in, they had a question about cervical issues and headaches. So you're doing a video for that one person answering that one question. And whenever you do a video like that, everyone who watches it feels like you're talking directly to them instead of you're standing on a stage speaking to your community. So change that mindset. Use props in your videos. So change it up. Don't stand in the same place. Use a spine. Be in front of a nerve chart. Be in front of a, we used to say a light box, but be in front of some x-rays. Be, you know, have a patient with you. Be out in the community. Change things up. Because if you're in the same spot every time you do a video, even if you're wearing a different shirt, subconsciously, very quick, people think, I've seen that video. So you've got to change things up. So those are some of the biggest mistakes that I see people make.
Billy, thank you so much. Listen, I always say this with all these summit interviews, there's always one thing from every interview. Implementing practice not to grow. And we're very blessed to have had you share with us today. Thank you so much for your energy. Thank you so much for your passion. Thank you so much for your honesty. Guys, we hope you had an amazing time. Any last closing words you'd like to say to anyone listening, Billy?
No, just, hey, look, people out there in your community need what it is you have. It is your responsibility to effectively deliver that message to them.